Previously on the Danger Club podcast.
It's Jessica Foster Q.
Hi, I'm Smash Wangle. I'm very popular, absolutely prolific lovemaker.
You have come upon no less than three seasoned adventurers, for we are sick wolf.
This pub is haunted.
I'm absolutely livid about this.
Is there anything different?
Yeah, actually, it smells of pencils. Those objects were always there, but it's almost as if they've been enchanted.
The adventure continues now.
You know what we should have done on a thing where we're coming back from having a break and we're coming back to record? Wouldn't it have been great if we'd all come back to our Zooms and two of us had swapped? Like, just get an Uber around. And I mean, it breaks social distancing. Imagine that. If you just sat back down to your Zoom call and two people have just moved, same background. Tremendous. It's just, that's the level I'm at of trying to make Zoom entertaining. Remember the beginning of this lockdown when, like, putting a virtual background in was the most entertaining thing in the world. And now it's just, it's like a symbol of the occupation now. Just the,
and we would definitely go that far just for a bit. A bit that our listeners can't even see. It would literally be a bit just for our amusement.
Which you will know if you listened to last week's episode with the half hour it took to get through the door because we were doing bits. But let's keep doing that. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Danger Club podcast. Still here, still in lockdown, and still, very importantly, with Jessica Foster Q. Hello, Jess.
Yay.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
How was your first ever role-playing game last week?
Oh, really thrilling, actually.
A lot of fun.
A lot of nonsense, a lot of violence. Right up my strata.
I bet you never believe you'd end up fighting pencils. I mean, that is...
No.
Terrifying.
That's D&D.
Absolutely.
I feel like you knew something about the pencils, eh?
Me?
Smash Wangle, yeah.
What? Me?
Yeah, I feel like you had inside knowledge there, which we did not have.
I just sniffed them first. We did one of those perception roll-in things. Still don't really understand. And I had sniffed pencils before any of you knew.
We've been sniffing pencils for a long time.
Yeah. You don't even know. You don't even know what sniffing pencils means. You led us to that conclusion, didn't you?
I'm saying it again. I don't care. That's why. Yeah, I don't care. It's two different episodes. Do you know what? I'll do it next week as well. I don't care. Different episode, different adventure. I'll do it three times. I don't give a shit.
Pencil puns, they're just pointless.
I never get tired of that. I never get tired of that thing when you teach people role playing games for the first time and there's that moment where they say, "What can I do?" And you're like, "Anything." And it's just this kind of light up of like, oh my goodness, I'm terrified and excited, and then, you know, and they go, I've taught a, I was writing a musical a couple of years ago, and I ended up teaching the production team to play Pathfinder because it was that D&D was a part of the story of it, and so I sat them down like this group of directors, director and producer and music director who never played anything before, sat down to play it, and they played like a barbarian, a thief, and a dwarf, I think, like the most generic things. And within the first, like, 3 minutes of the game, the barbarian had started a fight with somebody at the bar, the dwarf was trying to drink as much as they could, and the thief had abandoned everyone and was trying to climb a window and just see what was in the building across the road.
Exactly, it's like Colin was saying about the sandbox, and it really is. And it's quite intoxicating, I think, when you first... really get your head around it. It's like, I can do anything. It's like, you can
do
whatever you want.
Some of our early games, Dan, there was an early game that we had when a player didn't turn up, and me and another player ate his arm. That's what we did. He was then armless for the rest of the adventure.
Probably shouldn't have allowed that. It was our buddy Lee Rabbits. I was sort of 50% sure he'd be 60. You never really know with Lee. I was like, he'll probably be fine with this. He goes with a yes and. But also I was just like, you know, one of the other players is coming. Rob is coming soon. He's going to come join the game and he'll be the voice of reason and he'll talk down Drummond Joe from eating this character, and some sanity. I'll steer it in a way that sanity will prevail, and it'll be a funny thing that almost happened and it didn't. And Rob walks into the room. We get there and goes, "What's going on?" Joe goes, "We're eating Lee." And Rob goes, "Hey!" and picks up a knife and fork from the pub table, and that was it for, unfortunately, for that character's arm.
Big up Rob, big up Joe,
good time.
Big up Lee.
Oh,
Old school. This adventure that we're playing is an adapted, it's adapted from an adventure that we played way, way back in those days when we were first sitting in a pub opposite that last week mentioned awful tourist attraction after work, having beers and playing some games. So it's an old 3.5 module that has been very heavily modified for this one. So like, I think Scott has probably played it before. The adventure where we thought
a menu. I wasn't actually present. It was the one game I couldn't meet. I heard all about it. Yeah,
you get to play it now, man.
Yeah, I suppose we don't want to mention who the tourist attraction are, but we can definitely mention the pub that we are in, though, can't we? Like, because.
Can we mention who they're not?
Yeah, we could do like a whole list of tourist attractions. Yeah. We're not the London Eye. Anyway,
it wasn't Two Swords. There you go. That's what I'm going to say.
We're just going to give little clues throughout the next few episodes.
I want to talk, before we jump back into it, I want to talk very quickly, Jess, about your podcast, because I love Hoovering so much and it's really exciting to have you on here for it. What is Hoovering?
It's the opposite. I mean, it's not very similar to this. It's so unthrilling now. It's just two idiots eating and talking about eating every episode. It's just all about eating.
But that's I have two loves in life. One of them is role playing. The other one is eating lots of food.
So
jackpot here, as far as I'm concerned.
I think a lot of people share those two loves: gaming
two
and
loves.
Eating. Man,
yeah,
they both involve sitting
adventures.
Down, man. So you know,
this
yeah,
is reeking, especially once we can. Be together in person again for a crossover episode, isn't it?
Oh my god! Yes, please.
That would be amazing.
Is that possible?
I have got a little bit of
Priest
experience.
Adventure.
Yeah, I've got a bit of experience in eating.
There was an amazing Christmas where we all went round to Scott's and Scott cooked us an adventurer's feast, and then we played a role playing game, and then I ran a game for everyone, and it was all like sort of. D&D themed food, wasn't it?
I had a book, Game of Thrones themed cookbook by two people who'd gone around and followed George R. R. Martin enough to collect all the recipes that he'd written down in his book, and eventually he caved and was like, fine, here's the keys to my food kingdom, and the food they come up with is very authentically medieval, so I adapted a lot of it to be D&D food, which is just the same as the medieval food, just the guys had to eat dice as well.
we did that was I am I'm, yeah I think I
that
still think I've
salad,
got a D6.
It was very dicey.
We are back in the Knight's Finger, where Smashwangle, the proprietor of the bar, has returned from a weekend away in Plymouth, where she has discovered that her pub has been closed up and is apparently haunted. So she has enlisted the help of a group of wandering travellers. What are they called?
Sick Wolf.
Oh, well,
some of them are called Sick Wolf. Like, Rory hasn't like been indoctrinated yet. Like,
he never will.
Sick
Wolf, Brimbone, Kivan, and Havanax, along with Colin, who's along with them.
Rory Bavori, Aldori.
Rory Bavori, Aldori, and Ross.
Yeah, I'm part of Sick Wolf.
Oh, enjoyed, have you? Right.
He's an honorary member. It happened last week.
It did.
Yeah.
I'm part of it.
Rory's not pissed at all. Like,
Rory's fine.
Rory.
To be fair, you can't really tell with Rory. He's
always got that half
kind of reaction. Yeah.
He's got that one note thing going on.
We'll find out. Remind us, what's your character name, Ross?
Joey Jungle,
and your owl. What's the owl called?
Simon Cowell.
I just wanted you to say it again. So we're back in the pub. You have mercilessly dispatched the enemies that came after you. Those being a broom, a menu, and several pencils. Aptly smelled at the start. However, you've also discovered that the kitchen is locked and it is quite hard to get in there. But you've heard a noise, a thump from upstairs, And so we will rejoin our heroes as you're standing amidst the smouldering ruins of your first triumphant battle. What would you all like to do?
I'm downstairs still, pushing against the door. I'm going to try one more time.
Hey, you never know unless you try, Joey. All right, go on, give us one more athletics check.
That is a 21.
21. A 21. I tell you what, Ross, with a 21, nothing happens. Meanwhile, upstairs.
And then I join. I look at the door and just shake my hand at the door.
And then well, I'm so glad that I cut the menu into smithereens because, you know, no offense or anything to your establishment here, but Smash Wrangle, but. The menu is the dirtiest thing usually in the restaurant. It's you should order your food and then go and wash your hands as a little tip for you in the future.
Well, even dirtier than the peanuts.
Absolutely.
It's a party.
Yes, yes.
Oh. There you go. I saw you you stabbed it straight in the filthy bolognese there, didn't you? I saw that.
Oh, I did, yes.
Right in the specials, mate. Yes. That's it.
Is it like a classy? Are they like classy card menus, or are they? Like, they're not like laminated menus with pictures on,
like Weatherspoon. Weatherspoon's menu all sticky.
Do you mind? This is a very good pub. Five stars,
Ross.
Quest advisor. There's no laminated menus here. That was the nicest spaghetti bolognese anyone's ever eaten. It had like blue cheese and a bit of sugar in and shit.
Whoa.
Fancy. It's called the Knight's Finger, but the Knight's Finger's, it's a very clean finger. You could lick it.
It's a very pious finger, is it? It's very, very chivalrous.
Waggly. And very waggly finger. I want to find
Does
out what
do that,
that
outside on the sign, like, with the wind, it just waggles.
That's
like
it,
that.
It's camper than that. Imagine it camper than that.
It's the Knight's Finger.
Great.
I want to go to this pub so bad.
Yeah. Did anyone else hear that tapping upstairs?
I did.
I'm really worried about Gendry, my chef. I left him in charge of this place. And do you know what? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Gendry, she's a bloody good egg. And I just don't think she'd have done anything on purpose. So I'm worried about her.
She's an egg. She's actually an egg.
Yeah.
Your chef is an egg.
Ooh, I see. So omelets are off the menu then. So.
That's cracking.
I mean, that was quite a yolk.
Thank you. Sorry about
that. Don't encourage him, Ulfgar.
I'm sorry. Oh, I love a good pun meat.
Hey, I tried to open the door, but I couldn't do it.
Oh, you're still here.
What do you guys hear?
We heard something upstairs. Maybe we're going to go and investigate. What do you think, Smash Wrangle?
Yeah, I think we should definitely go and investigate. Let's go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So you make your way up the stairs, creeping up there to the single landing where there is the one room here. So it's not like it's only got one room where guests can stay. The door to the Smash Wrangle, the door to your room is open, and there appears to be nothing there. But the door to the room where guests can stay, where you've got it's like a hostel. There's a load of beds and stuff in there. That door is closed. And as you get that step, you hear a thump, as if it's the sound of something being punched in the face. And you hear from the other side of the door.
That's a really specific thump.
It is a specific thump.
That sounds like someone's being punched in the face.
Or slapping an aubergine. Let's find out.
Open the door.
You open the door. So inside the room, there are multiple bunk beds. Stood around, and there is a single window which is also closed and shuttered. And in the middle of the room, there is a chair. Tied to the chair is a sort of egg-shaped half-orc woman. So she's kind of, you know, sort of wider and then thinner at the top, if you can imagine that. A bit like Dr. Robotnik.
Doesn't have a neck or anything.
Yeah, just she's got a really, really muscular neck, but quite a narrow sort of pointed head. And just tiny legs. Just tiny legs.
How did she get on the chair? I mean, look, she's got tiny legs.
She is tied to the chair.
Someone clearly put her there.
Someone's tied her there. That's good, because otherwise she might have a great fall.
And standing on her lap, facing her with her back to you, you can see a tiny demon-like creature. So the tiny creature with red skin, little clawed feet, a little forked tail, and small leathery wings. It is wearing a pink dress, and it is standing facing the person that you know as Gendru. And as you enter, you hear the little creature say,
"Yeah! And I'll do it again! I'll do it again! If you don't give it back!"
Hands Excuse off me. That egg, chef. Little yeah. demon.
Kevan runs straight over and tries to grab the little demon guy and goes, "You're alright, mate. Don't worry, mate. You're alright. I've got you."
You run and jump at the tiny, tiny demon guy. It's going to be an athletics check to try and grab the little demon.
All right.
At the same athletics time, I would like to cast Daze upon that demon thing.
Oh, my
thing.
Goodness. Going straight after the little demon.
Yep. Okay, so that is...
just yet. Let's see how it's resolved.
That's an 18.
18. The little demon sees you coming, tosses aside the aubergine that it had in its hands, and it leaps from the lap out of your arms and starts running towards the bed as it gets cast Daze on. It goes ahead and makes a will save, which it gets a 14. Does that beat your spell DC for Daze? Doesn't sound like it would.
No, it doesn't.
All right, and it just at which point it just sort of stops and just sort of staggers around, looking stunned for a moment and rubbing its eyes for a few moments before sort
and
of
it blinking. Takes four mental damage as well.
Oof,
and
hell.
Yeah.
Then I go, "Ah, ha, ha. Now someone jump on it. I've done the dazing. On, someone do the jumping."
Kevan's on it. Absolutely. There you go, mate. You're all right. You're right, mate.
Just like the private security friendliness of Kevan, like assaulting someone and then telling them that they're all right, whilst they're being made yeah. not to be all right.
Yeah, that's the Kevan way. Yeah. All right.
We need to ask right. it. Stop.
Kevan, calm down.
How can we ask
you
it?
Wrestle the you wrestle the little pink
dress. Can we ask Gendry if she's okay? Actually,
demonic creature to the ground and pick it up. It sort of comes to and just starts kicking its feet and wriggling against your grip.
Oi! Get off me!
Can we ask Gendru if she's okay, actually?
Yep, you certainly can.
Go ahead.
Gendru shakes her head.
Hello, Gendru.
Despite her very thick neck.
It's more of a full body kind of body. Shake. Yeah.
It's like Batman.
like Batman. Moves the chair.
Boss, you're here. I thought you'd never come back.
I just want. Are you okay? Who's that little dickhead? And what's going on? I hope he didn't hurt you. Why is everything shut up? Is that my allowed to ask all them in a row?
That's a lot of questions. Oh God. Oh, boss, it's terrible. That little fellow over there. There was drinking here. Drinking here a couple of nights ago and racking up a furious tab it was. And when it said it wanted to pay for it, it wanted to pay for it with some jewellery what it brought with it, which it said was magical. It said would help me to make the greatest culinary creations ever. And I just thought, you know, I thought if I had that, I could cook mighty feasts, and that when you came back, we could have even better things, and we could finally put Derek out of business. We could get the spag bowl off the menu. We could have a whole new artisan. You know, I've never liked the spag bowl, boss. I can't.
You're fretting, Gendru.
I can't. I have to say what I feel. I don't like it. I think it's derivative, but that's not the point. I just wanted to make something nice, and then will this. As soon as I put that thing into the oven to try and power it, weird things started happening. Things started coming alive. Pencils started flying around at folk. Everyone ran for their lives.
Wait, you put the demon in the oven and tried to cook it?
No, I put the thing what it gave me, the bit of jewellery. I put that. He said put it in the oven and it'll be. He was really drunk by then.
You put jewelry in the oven. Of course, that makes a lot more sense and is a lot more plausible.
Much more, yeah.
Right. So the real question is, who the hell are you, fella? Talking to the little demon guy. Who the hell are you, fella? And what the hell did you give this man? What jewelry was it? Hey, come on, speak up. I give him a noogie. What? Sorry.
How dare you?
Yes. Kevin doesn't see gender.
Yes, Kevin, how did you misgender the fucking egg?
It's not enough
now
to see gender.
Brimbone walks.
Get over here, I'll headbutt you.
Brimbone walks around the tackled thing that Kevin's got on the floor, like in a meant to be intimidating way, and says,
"Yes, and now, tiny imp creature, lest I send you back to the abyss, your soul shredding on its flight back and down into the darkened leaven places. You better talk, and yea, you better talk quickly, lest I flay your eyeballs from you, and you better say what Derek's involvement is in all this, for I, Brimbone, am onto something, and I know it to be true. Tell me, where is Derek? Where is he hiding?
Yes,
that big
Derek.
Gust of fox.
That's right, or I'll stab you as well.
And Kevin gives him a noogie.
I think give me an intimidation check against against the
who leader. All of us?
No, Brimbone's the one doing the talking.
Brimbone. Yeah, Brimbone. Right. Yeah.
I'm going to lower the DC.
13.
It's pretty frightening. The little demon goes.
Look, I made a mistake. That's all. I made a mistake. I didn't mean to do nothing wrong. I was here on holiday because, you know, it's really well reviewed, this place. 5 stars on
Quest Advisor. Thank you.
You don't just get 5 stars on Quest Advisor. You know, sometimes there's always some idiot who comes along sticking a 1 star on there. It's very rare you find a 5. Any product that has 5 stars is something that you should check out.
If you would like to review the Danger Club podcast on iTunes, go ahead.
We haven't explained how Quest Advisor works. Don't ask for reviews, man, because we can't answer that question.
Yeah, you need to send in it on a raven, tied to its foot. How many stars you give it, and
always hustling.
I had to buy some food. I had to buy things. I had to pay for my drinks. But drinks here are really expensive. So, gave Gendry here something that I brought with me from hell. From hell. That's... That's true.
I've not heard many good things about hell, to be honest. Nor...
Yeah.
My name's Gene.
Gene, wait, now hold on a moment. I
refuse to accept your existence in this universe. Get out, I banish you.
All genes were purged.
They were
not
purged
in hell.
78, yes. I think that's it. I think they just pushed them all there and left them.
All devils are called Gene.
It's really confusing.
Is it all the same spelling or?
No. Every spelling is different.
Well, that must be very...
But it's all pronounced.
How do you spell yours? How do you spell yours?
It's about 7 X's and a J.
I know.
And then 14 E's and then a...
A Greek gene.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that, our Discord fans. Go ahead. Already typing out, aren't you? Yeah, I know you are. I know.
But I made a mistake, all right? I should never have traded that. Wouldn't mind a giveaway.
And who... where'd you get it from then, mate? You know, because that's the real culprit then, isn't it? You know what I mean?
I got it from hell. I'll be in awful trouble if I don't bring it back with me.
Who in hell? Who was it?
Listen, we could all play games and dance around the subject, but we know who gave him that piece of jewellery in hell. And Brimbone rolls his eyes and then slams his hands down on the floor and just goes, Derek!
Tell us where Derek is.
Was it was it Derek?
It was a being. It was a being of immense power. A being of terrifying prominence. A flaming devil with horns and with paper wreathed around him and cloven hooves.
Not Simon Cowell, then?
No. It's called Gene.
Another Gene.
How do you spell that one?
Omega Gene.
It's the Omega Gene.
The Uber Gene. I said, yeah.
The Gene to end all genes. And if I don't bring back Gene's jewellery, Gene's going to be jolly cross.
Jolly cross. Is that a level of anger in hell then? You've got for jolly cross to pretty
I couldn't think
peeved.
Of an emotion that started with J.
Why has the kitchen been barred? Why has it been locked?
Oh, says Gendry. Well, after the oven exploded, some kind of terrifying beast started emerging from it, and I closed the door and I locked it. And
where's the key?
It's right here in my pocket.
Is Gendry still tied up?
Gendry
is still tied up.
Can I grab it?
What?
Just awkwardly,
could you not
like. Awkwardly reach into a bucket. Yeah.
No, the other. No, that's the other pocket. Where I keep my chewing gum in that pocket.
I pull it out.
It's all right. It's good if you only if you've only chewed it for half hour. It's still good. It still tastes minty. Reuse it.
What's chewing gum?
What is chewing gum?
Right. Well, it's made. It's made from the heels of basilisk, and you just kind of they get a real gunk going in there. You get a little bit of that out. You can chew it for days.
A heel of a basilisk.
That's right.
Isn't a basilisk a snake? They don't have heels, do they?
They've got one heel.
they also use it as a head.
They're very sensitive about it.
Thank you
not to pry too much into it, all right? My cousin's a basilisk.
He's got a lovely mouth on his heel. On his heel.
Good.
We undo her as well.
She's already undone. Gendry, do you know where this? Where? What have you done with Jean's magic thing?
Oh, I'll put it into the oven. Jean said if I put it into the oven with the coals, that anything I cooked from it would be mighty indeed, and I would be able to make the mightiest food, whatever there was.
I think we need to get in there.
Let's
go. I
want to
go downstairs then.
Right, yeah.
Let's go in the kitchen.
Let's go and see what's going on.
I tie up the little devil fella and say, "You're staying right here, mate. All right, okay. And so you've learned to behave yourself. All right." I tie him up and tie him to something.
No, Kevan. I have a better suggestion, Kevan. Why don't we take the little bastard with us?
Yeah, I mean,
and
then we
shall use him
back
to open the oven, for yay, there will be a trap from the nether hells there, and he will be the first to experience it. The Ubergene will come forth and swallow him whole.
No,
I mean, Gene could just help us in the fight, surely, because he needs this thing back as well.
Nah, fuck Gene, he's gonna die.
So, Gene, this bit of jewelry is some sort of like portal to your world, and then there's
just
some
heads up. I'm still really hoping to get off with everyone, including Gene, actually, and Gendry probably again. Just gonna get that in there before he dies.
I thought we were never gonna talk about that, boss.
Says Gendry.
All right. Well, okay. No. Good point.
Let's go to the kitchen.
He's still tied up. I've got him like on a little sort of leash around his arms.
Okay. You tie Gene up. Gene is tiny. Gene is very easy to tie up. Although you are also
we make
tiny
a great team.
Yeah. It's fine. So you take Gene the imp with you. What do you mean, Gendry? Are you going to leave Gendry upstairs? Yeah. You stay here, Gendry, because just in case it gets pretty hairy down there. Are you good in a fight?
No. Right, then you stay here. Yes, yeah. I'm famously bad at fights. My MMA career was a disaster.
What does MMA stand for?
Mmm.
Yeah, no, you're all right. You're all right, Ginger. You just stay up here. We want to get any scrambled, all right? Come on.
What I said.
Make sure everyone loads your crossbows and bows and does and poes. All right.
Good plan.
Yeah.
Everyone loads their crossbows. Yes. I'll
go down there with my sword drawn.
And my crossbow ready, including it loaded.
I get my crossbow out, and then I just look at Joey and I go, no, you can't make me. I put it away.
I mean,
all right,
what about your poles, Brimborn?
Can I waste a focus spell now and just get some dragon claws out for one min?
You can, yes. So
yeah, I'll just do that now.
Nice. So as you get to the door, Smashwangle, you focus, you concentrate, and suddenly your hands transform into enormous red dragon-like claws.
Wow. Bloody hell, mate!
Whoa, that's impressive.
Do you like them?
I do.
Yeah.
Very nice.
They'll be gone in a minute, but I thought I'd get them out just before anyone died. I just want to get them out. I just want to maximise my chances here with everyone.
Skirt.
That's quite the party trick. Can you juggle with them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You could use them as skewers as well.
Skewers, use them for slashing.
Well, I mean, would they be useful?
I tuck them in when I'm flying. I tuck them in.
you can fly?
Yeah, when I'm a dragon. Yeah.
What? When you're a dragon?
What?
Yeah, it's got dragon's claws. They're my dragon's claws. Yeah. On other days, I can make other bits of me like a dragon just for one min.
And what a min that would be.
One crucial minute.
Yes. It's never not the best min in my day. It's never not the best min.
Are they useful for fighting with? Are they useful for fighting? Well, maybe we should get in there and use it.
Yeah,
because we've got about 30 seconds of that min left now. Oh, let's get in there, Joey.
Yeah, we've only got 30
let's
seconds
get in
left.
There. Who's got the key?
I do. I unlock the door.
Make use of those claws, mate.
I'll go in clawing everything. I don't know, actually. Tell us what's in there first.
It's clawing the parts, clawing the stones.
Yeah, clawing my pub I love to bits.
Kicked out all the doors. Now I'm going to claw the fucker to death. Yeah,
I burnt everything up upstairs.
Now you are playing Pathfinder. When you start being like, I attack the... Oh, wait, what's in the room? That's when you're really playing it. You open the door to the kitchen and push it open. You step inside. The kitchen is an absolute mess. There are pots and pans scattered everywhere. Everything seems to have been smashed. The cupboards have been smashed. There's bits of food open. Sacks have been ripped open. There seem to be blobs of something steaming and warm sticky all over the place. And standing in the middle of the room is a creature with its back to you. And as you approach, it turns round. You can see that it is a hulking monstrosity, taller than a man, about 8 feet tall and twice as broad as a man, not 16 feet broad. That would be ridiculous. It appears to be largely bread based. You can see it has a sort of rippling crust, and as it turns to look at you, you can see that oozing from cracks in it are dripping tomato sauce and cheese. It turns and looks at you with dark pits of sort of olive-like eyes, and its mouth opens, a sort of cheese mozzarella stringy mouth opens, and it roars a basil scented roar at all of you,
Dan,
as it lunges forward.
Dan, does it have claws?
It does not have claws, no.
Name.
Yeah, right. All the best things have claws. Let's find out what wins, claws or calzone monster. Roll for initiative.
I'm so hungry. That's why I know. We've eaten everything in lockdown, apart from a calzone.
Why do we do this? I'm
really
hungry lunch here.
Oh, we just talked about food. Now we're literally fighting food. I would literally eat myself. Right.
Just reminds me of Pizza the Hut.
Who ate himself to death.
Great movie. Have an axe, what we got?
Oh, we got a 15.
15 for Have an axe. Not so great.
What do
this
I do?
Time. So we got to roll perception for your initiative.
So 20,
sorry.
D20 and then add your...
A D20 and add your perception score. So add 3. A D20 and add 3. Right. Rory, what you got?
23.
A 23. Still going good, Rory. Brimbone.
11.
An 11 for Brimbo, and he's thinking about Calzone. Smudgewangle, what have you got?
8.
Smashwangle, rather. 8. Joey Jungle.
22.
And Kivan Burvine.
24.
24 for Kivan. Big Kiv. All right, it's Kivan. You are the first to act as the Calzone monster comes stomping towards you.
Right,
dripping hissing cheese onto the ground.
Obviously, the first thing I'm going to do is hunt that prey and find out more about the monster.
And I suppose its stats would come as a recipe, wouldn't it? Like, it's 300 grams of butter.
Well, you know, just find out any weaknesses, etc., etc.
Okay, so
it's
you
good with red wine.
You hunt prey on the creature, so you get to make a knowledge check.
Yep.
My goodness, what knowledge skill are we going to use to find out about this? I think it's going to be a society check.
Society, is it? I thought it was a perception and survival or something. Is it not?
No, it's always a knowledge check.
Okay, it depends on the type of creature.
It's normally nature, but I don't think calzones can be described as naturally occurring.
Okay, all right, all right. So it's so we're using a society. Check.
Does that
mean
it's got like a little bowl, like a top hat?
Well, you know, it's just a cane.
And it's a monocle in one of its little olive monster. Eyes. Yeah. Hello.
Okay, so it's society. So that's 21.
A 21, still pretty good. Okay, you've eaten in some pizzerias before. You'd say this ain't your first calzone dance. So you know that it is. You get a look sense from it that it is more buffalo mozzarella than it is man.
Okay.
It is steaming hot.
So yes.
You think that the things you would need to be most aware of when fighting a creature like this are mostly going to revolve around the fierce heat. Of the mozzarella that is dripping from it and the tomato sauce. So if you were to get puncture it, there's a good chance that you may get some of that on you. And it's possible if it has been overloaded, if somebody's clicked the extra cheese option, that it may have enough cheese to vomit up a terrifying cloud of steaming hot mozzarella.
Wow. Right. So I shout back to the rest of the crew, guys, just to keep you informed, this is a hot monster, okay? Steaming hot monster. It is straight out of the oven here, guys, okay? So I want you to be very careful about piercing it at any time, all right? It's very possible that it could vomit cheese onto us, a lot of burning sensation, so keep your distance, piercing things, let's go. And I shoot it with my crossbow.
All right.
Oh!
I'm reminded, do you remember the McDonald's apple pies?
Yes.
Do you remember that used to dribble like lava apple down your face?
It's a classic line from
Alan Partridge.
Partridge, isn't it? Jesus Christ, Lynn, yeah. It's hotter than the sun.
Yeah. Right.
Drum, did you just spend 5 minutes warning us about using piercing weapons on this creature, only to then declare that you're going to shoot it with a crossbow bolt?
Yes, that's exactly what I did. I did say if you're going to pierce it from a distance. So I'm keeping my distance and I'm shooting it with a piercing weapon, which is the Kivan way.
Right.
No,
go
it's
ahead.
Not.
Take a shot against this Calzone.
It's been the Kivan way.
What happens?
Everything's the Kivan way. So, okay. Right.
What have you got? Roll. He's rolling an attack roll. So.
Yeah, I'm rolling an attack roll. And so
I really want to.
That's it's 14. 14.
14. So you rolled your d20, adding your attack. 14. Miss. It's not a hit. It goes straight through a bit of the crust and hits the wall on the other side, not damaging it. You got one action left, Keev.
I'm just going to sort of back away into a corner and hide behind something.
Very wise.
And say, I missed, guys. I missed. Good luck.
You just disappear into the corner. Tremendous. The next person to enter the room is Rory Bravori Aldori.
Sure.
Rory, what's up?
Now, having heard that, all of my weapons are piercing. So, I'm going to run over there anyway and hit him with the sword, because that's what I do best. I've got some throwing knives, but you know what? Let's see what happens.
All right, so you run into the room.
I've also got sneak attack, so I'm going to try and get that damage.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. That is a... I think it's going to hit us a 22.
A 22, that is a hit, yes.
Yeah, all right. So let's do the damage on that first. That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points,
seven
of damage.
Points of damage, nice.
And then my sneak attack damage. That's another 2 points nice. Of damage. So slash that. Let's see what happens.
All right. So you run up. You thrust the sword into him, and you. So he's not flat-footed, so you don't get the sneak attack damage, I'm afraid.
Oh, right.
You will get the other. You will get the other. Was it 7 points?
Yeah.
7 points. So you run in, you skewer it with your sword, and piping hot cheese bursts forth from the wound while you get it splashing over you, dealing 3 points of fire damage as the scorching hot cheese.
I did warn you there, Rory. Just letting you know, I did warn you about that, okay?
Oh dear, it's cheese! This is cheese!
what do you want to do with your final action?
Run over to the sink and splash water on myself.
Amazing. That's a good idea. You run over to the sink and start trying to work.
Oh, blimey, you've got to do this for 15 minutes, apparently.
well, good. That's only 35 combat rounds, so...
The next person to enter the room is Joey Jungle and Simon Cowell.
Cool. I'm going to go to the edge of the room and shoot. I'm going to hunt prey, which is 2.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shoot it and then use my hunter's edge, which I have a precision.
Okay. What are you using to shoot? You got a bow or a crossbow?
Yes, I'm using my longbow.
Got a longbow. Okay. So
longbow.
You will take a penalty to this because you are within a short range increment of it. So you got a minus 2 to hit with this because you're firing.
Can I stay in the doorway and still hit him?
I believe it's within your first range increment with a longbow, or I think it's within 30 feet. So no, you can't. Yeah. The room is not big enough for you to. Again, if you'd seen an English longbow, it's not something you use in a bar fight.
Hey, I didn't create the game. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Oh yeah.
That is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
14, no 14. Good. No good.
Ooh, that was pointless.
You miss with the longbow.
Yeah, 3 actions. Does my familiar or my pet go on its own turn, or do I have to command it?
You have to command it for 1 action, and then it has 2 actions.
Cool.
Is it a familiar, this owl that hates you?
No, it's not a familiar. It's
an animal companion. Cool.
Gotcha. It's an animal companion.
Nice.
That's
okay.
The end of my go.
And it's got the minion traits that does that. Very good, Joey Jungle. No good for anything. Havanax is the next one to burst into the room.
Right. Havanax steps in the room, takes a step to the side so he's not standing in the doorway, and hurls a javelin straight at the calzone. Right. Here we go. It's a natural one.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, no.
Fail.
No, it's bad. No. It's bad. As soon as it leaves my hand, I knew I'd messed it. No.
That is a fumble.
You fumbled yourself there.
I fumbled. Dan. I didn't have the cards.
Yeah, like Dan fine. Literally
Cole might have to cut a little bit out there.
I'll leave used.
So, oh, thanks.
So
we've got a fumble card. That just shows you there how quickly I keep, how close to my desk I keep all of these accessories. Right. So normally we would get you to draw it, but I'll draw it for you. Tunnel vision. It's a ranged attack. For 3 rounds, you get a +1 bonus to attack rolls. Have an axe. However, you are flat-footed, so you have +1 to attack, +1 to hit, and a -2 to your armor class for 3 rounds. because you are so focused on killing this calzone.
I concentrate too hard. I want that calzone.
That sounds like it's a barbarian default setting anyway.
Yeah, that's such a weird fumble.
That's a weird one. All right, tunnel vision for me.
All right, so you got one action left, tunnel vision.
And I am going to start. Slandry about missing that rock. And I'm going to rage.
You go into a rage.
Go into a rage. And I think that's all I can do at the moment. And
that's fine.
And
so you run in. You chuck a javelin, which just pings off the floor. And then you get furiously angry at the pizza.
Was that a javelin I saw over there? There's a lot of piercing weapons going on here. I did warn everyone.
That's all we've got, Steven. We've only got piercing weapons.
We've only got piercing.
No one's got a slashing weapon or anything. No, just I did warn you all. That's all. I'm just saying, you know.
I mean, a slash will literally do just a bigger thing than a piercing, won't it? It's yes. All cheese, Steven. It's all cheese.
Brimbone enters the room. with three actions.
And I'd like to get to within 30 feet of it.
That's fine, you're within 30 feet by entering the room. Great. It's not a very big room.
Cool. And I reach out my hands towards this pizza monster. Mm-hmm. And the tattoos around his wrists unfold into snaking grim tendrils. And they reach out of one of his hands and they lash into the calzone monster. And Brimbone says, "Shove this up your pizzeria."
Oh.
And I would like him to make a fortitude save, please, against all my right. grim tendrils.
Oh, grim tendrils is so gross. All right. Oh, 19 on the die. That is a 28.
I'm level one.
It's 19 on the die. I can't help how I roll.
Okay, so he takes half as much damage from a successful save.
He doesn't
bleed damage, but let me tell you what my grim tendrils do to him first. Oh yeah, oh boy, oh he's gonna reel. Oh yeah, oh that's three.
Three okay, points. So, three so, whole points of damage.
Yeah.
Very grim. Nice.
Grim tendrils.
You just grim tendrils reach out from your wrist and start puncturing it, spending cheese everywhere, and doing some damage. But it doesn't slow it down too much. It is now. You might have another action, haven't you? Is that a two action spell?
Yeah, I use it to salivate. Okay. No, I'm gonna stay where I am. Okay. I do consider if there's, you know. If having all the wounds it's taken already, if there's, you know, mushroom left inside of it.
Surprise! It was a surprise. I didn't know I was going to do it. No one knew.
It is. Love it. The calzone monsters go.
So
it looks at the room at the four possible, the five possible targets it has in the room right now.
I want to go.
Smashwangle hasn't. You were too slow, Smashwangle. You'll get going in a minute, but first, the creature just inhales. There's a real herby smell in the air. And then it uses one action to step forward and another action to just breathe out a stream of scorching hot ragu and mozzarella all over Joey Jungle and Rory Bravori. I need reflex saves from both of you,
even
please.
Even though I'm at the back of the room.
It moved to where the two of you are, over by the sink, where you are cowering and Rory is washing his hands.
Okay.
Well, cowering. I was at the room. Okay. I was just at the edge of the room shooting my bow.
Okay. Still where you are though, Ross. Deal with it, little bitch.
Keyman was doing the exact same thing. He moved out of the range as well.
What were you saying about people who DM, Dan?
Yeah. Ross, Keyman got out of it by being really, really passive aggressive to us all about the piercing damage.
I rolled a 29.
A 29? Okay, that's a that is a save. That is a critical success. You take no damage, Rory, as you
boom
duck, as you roll out the way of the cheese.
Because I'm covered in water that I've been splashing myself.
An 18. That is a success for Joey Jungle. So you take half damage. So no damage for Rory, and Joey, you take 3 points of fire damage as the cheese. And now there's just cheese all over that cut, that sort of side of the room. And then it has one action left. And it is going to use that action to try and hit one of you. You know what? I'm going to be fair. I'm going to roll a dice. Odds, it's going to be Joey Jungles. Even, it's going to be Rory Bravori. Sorry, Rory. You know what? Let's get old Bad Moon involved in this. It's the anniversary of Free RPG Day soon, so it is the anniversary of this die.
Okay.
Jess, it's not weird. It's not weird. It's just that Dan has got a favourite dice that he likes to try and kill us with all the time. It's not weird. It's not weird.
I mean, he's trying to instill fear. Times.
Yeah, uncannily, it rolls so high
it's
normally.
True.
Then the more you talk it up, the less it will.
That's what we're trying.
That's what you're doing your best. That is going to be a 19.
A 19?
A 19.
Now.
Right.
Here we go.
Can I use my nimble dodge, which gives me a +2 to my AC?
Is your nimble dodge a reaction?
It's a reaction. Yeah.
Yeah. You can use that then.
What in that case, that brings it up to 21.
Underneath. And it smashes the sink to pieces with one cheesy fist. Rory Bravori is doing very well, and things are about to get even crazier because as the door falls from its hinges, having been weakened by all of you, Smashwangle walks into the room. Jess, you're in the fight. What would you like to do?
I want to shoot an icy ray.
Nice. So you've got...
I'm so hungry.
I want pizza so bad.
I know that a lot of people in this room have got terrible, terrible burns as a result of this calzone. But there's only one way this is going to end. And it's in six... Well, some dead people and some really full up people. So I just want to get it to an eating temperature, really, with a ray of frost.
All right, you cast ray of frost.
What do
amazing.
I? What so, do I? Tell
so
me
I
what
want
to
you to roll.
Roll
a d20, and you're going to add your spell attack, which is 7. So d20 plus 7.
21.
21 nice. Is a hit. You blast it with an icy ray. So now you can go ahead and roll a d4 and you add 4 to this because you've got a high charisma.
So do I add the 3 up that are on my d4?
No, so it we
oh, oh,
yeah,
it's the one
it's
at the top.
So the one at the top, d4.
Okay,
weird,
and then add 4 to that.
Add 4 to that.
7.
7 points of damage. Furious damage. You blast the calzone creature as it's looming over Joey and Rory, and it's kind of slows slightly as you see it getting chilled, and some of the cheese starts to sort of crust over a little bit as it's slowed down.
Getting a bit stringy. Just getting a bit stringy.
Yeah, it's that little bit. You can reheat it, but it's good.
This episode is pure food porn. I mean, it couldn't get any more food porn.
Is this a big... Have you guys done an Inception on us? Are we secretly just doing Jess's podcast? The entire time? Is it?
Jess has done this. This is what Jess does. She goes for other podcasts.
We never left Shoney's.
You've got one action left, so you can do one more thing.
I want to eat it up. I want to tuck in.
Go on. You can make an attack if you like. You can go and try and grab it. You lunge at it with your claws. So you've got your dragon claws.
That minute's been nice and long, isn't it? Yeah. I've got my dragon claws.
Well, once you're in combat, it represents a much shorter time. So roll d20 and add 6 for me. That is your attack bonus with your claws.
8,
no good. You get a hold of its crust, but you get a bit of the actual real thick crust where it's cooled down, and it's just a bit, it's too tough, and you can't get through it. Just leave some scratches in there.
Talking about the time thing here, should we maybe explain to Jess that once we're in combat, how long is each? So each person's go is worth how long, Dan?
About 6 seconds. Roughly at the same time. So now we're in combat, everything's happening really quick.
Got it.
So that one min could last ages.
Beautiful.
So we're into round 2. Kivan, it's your go again.
Right, so Kivan, there's been vomited cheese all over the place, right?
There's cheese everywhere.
So Kivan, you know, takes his index finger, wipes off some of the cheese, tastes it. Yep. buffalo, just as I thought, he says to himself. does a special secret, like, commando roll over towards where the calzone is standing, and uses his machete to try and trip it up and sweep it.
Ooh, yeah. Try and knock the calzone down.
That's
with your machete.
Correct.
All right. So you're going to have to give me an athletics check to try and knock down the calzone.
Okay. Okay. Athletics check it is. Oh, yeah. That'll be 21.
A 21. You rush over and sweep the legs from the calzone. And
sweep
the calzone.
The leg.
Calzone falls backwards and crashes onto the floor, splattering cheese everywhere, and starting to pick itself up. Bits of it are sticking to the ground and it's starting to pick itself up. You have knocked it down. You've got one action left. What do you want to do?
I'd like to try and hack at it a bit with my machete.
Okay, you try and hack the
as I do it, I'm going to say, notice that I'm not piercing the foe here. People, if you'd like to watch, I'm hacking, all right? And I hack.
Okay, you hack at it. Make a roll for me.
Okay. Oh, dear. No, this might not be too bad. Okay, so it's 15.
15, no good, I'm afraid. Because you get a penalty to that because the trip counts as an attack. So not enough. You knock it down and swing at it, but it deftly moves aside, leaving you with a machete covered in cheese and no glory. next up, it is Rory Bravori.
Is there any sort of like, there's no like ice anywhere. Is there like a big ice? It would have melted in the last
In this medieval fantasy setting.
Yeah, I'm just checking if there's a fridge.
I've shot my icy thing in it, so maybe it's just not so hot in there anymore.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, so with, they have hoses, taps, something like that.
There is a sink, yeah.
Yeah, can I sort of spray the water from the tap over the monster?
Tremendous. All right, go ahead. You can do that. Make a ranged attack. Yeah, so use whatever ranged attack.
Okay,
you
cool.
You're trying to make him
that
soggy.
Is, hold on. That is, yeah, it's not going to hit.
Okay.
It was like 12.
I mean, if only there were an example in the history of this podcast of a fight with a golem where somebody tried to fight it by splashing water on it and then something terrible happened to Colin. If only there was some kind
I've got
of
another, that. Let's do another. I'm going to try again.
All
to
right,
do that.
Go
all
for
right,
it again with
work.
The water.
Also, like, soggy calzone sounds like a really low-level mafia sort of hitman, doesn't he?
Soggy calzone.
That was a natural one to try and spray
a
water.
A natural one, that is a critical fail. There's a fumble with the water. I don't know how this even happens.
Yeah.
Your fumble is overthrow.
Okay.
The attack travels 3 times its range increment in a random direction.
Oh, right, okay.
Just hurling water.
It flies straight over the calzone monster and absolutely drenches Brimbone.
The heat's made your hands sweaty.
It does no damage because it is water from the
water.
Tap,
it's fine. But okay, my last...
You're not a witch, are you? Because water can hurt witches.
My last action, I'd like to, I don't know, throw. I'll actually throw a knife. There we go.
You throw a knife. All right, you throw a knife. Calzone.
That's a 12 again, so 12. Yeah, no good.
Thrilling, you're not. You just sort of splash water all over the place, missing the calzone, and then just throw a knife across. It's not even vaguely close to it. Just sort of clatter it over across
Brilliant.
The room. Strong round. Joey Jungle, what have you got?
Well, I can't shoot it because I'm too. I've got a longbow, so I guess I'll just command Simon Cowell to attack it.
Oh!
Yeah, so I send him.
Are we
going to
bait Simon Cowell?
He's going to use his talons.
Simon Cowell lunges at the calzone with his talons.
14 again.
A 14, but it's prone. That's a hit.
Oh,
yeah. It's on the ground.
Yay. Oh.
5 points of slashing damage.
5 points of slashing damage, and indeed, it does not cause cheese to spurt back at him because it's slashing damage. Instead, it spurts at a different character, and it hits Kivan.
For the love of God!
Kivan takes 4 points of cheese damage.
You didn't even use it. You slashed it in. All right, I'm going to have to reassess more information about this monster.
You've got one action left.
I'll attack it again.
All right.
Be bloody careful, mate.
Because it gets two actions, right?
It gets two actions. It had to use one to fly over to it, though.
Okay, then I command it again.
No, you command. You can only command it once in a round.
Okay, then I'll go and attack it with my longbow.
Okay, you take the shot with the longbow.
What's the minus?
So it is, I believe, a minus two for firing indoors.
Okay, so that's 22.
22, that is a hit. Go ahead, give me some longbow damage.
Ready. That's 6 points. Piercing damage.
6 points piercing damage, but you are a little way away from it. So you're perfectly safe. That's fine. You shoot a longbow into the cheesy creature while your owl claws ferociously at it. The owl's just sort of standing on it, just digging away with its claws, flinging cheese into Kivan's face.
Pecking at it, eating it a little bit as well.
You're all right, mate? Jesus.
Delicious. Have an axe.
I will never trust fondue again.
And I take a massive swing of my sword. Oh, dear, it's not very good. No, that'll be a 10.
10 ain't going to do you no good.
No, that's not going to be any good. I did get a plus. No, it's all right. I'm going to try it and swing again with a minus 5. That's actually much better. 11, 18. I get plus 2 as well because of that weird tunnel vision as well. Yep, so it's going to be 20. Yeah,
20's a hit.
20's a hit. All right.
Chop into it with you. We're using an axe, isn't it, or a sword?
No, it's a great big two-handed greatsword, so it's a slashing weapon.
Wait, hang on. His name is Have an Axe, and he doesn't have an axe.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what? You're the first person to twig that pun since I rolled this character all that time ago. Yeah, that's the gag, because he's Have an Axe. But he hasn't
got
an axe.
You had an axe when you started doing it.
No, he's always had a sword.
Oh, my
God. That's the layers you get on this podcast.
The layers of puns. There is a backstory, but
now's not the time. Calzone!
It's a 1 on the damage die. So I get a plus, I think it was a plus 1 from the tunnel vision, a plus 1 from raging, so that's 3 points of damage.
Oh, my God. Well, you do add your strength bonus.
That's true, actually. So that's 7. 7 points of damage.
Very nice. You smash into it with the sword. Brimbone, it's your go.
As the water hits Brimbone, he flinches and goes, ah! And then goes, that's cool. I'm fine. Guess that solved that question then. And then he goes, now, pizza beast, I'm going to use this. And he uses telekinetic projectile to lift up one of the chunks of the sink that we smashed earlier.
Yep.
I'm going to use this to separate you into quattro stagionis. And I fling the telekinetic projectile at him with an range attack roll of...
Very nice.
...of 26.
26 is a critical hit.
Oh, cool!
So that is a... I've got a critical spell. Oh, no, it's just 10 over. So, go ahead. It's double the damage die.
Okay, so it's 1d6 plus my mod, which is... Oh, my God, I rolled full! That's a full-on 6 plus 4. 10. So that'll be 20.
20 points of damage. You smash the sink over its head, and it just sort of reels and staggers as it's trying to get it. It's sort of trying to peel itself off the floor, and you just smash the sink over its head.
Lift and it and smash it, and as I do so, I go, as it crunches over, there's a moment of silence, and I go, now let that sink in for a minute.
Yes. Wonderful.
I tell you what, Bimbo, you're really cleaning up. That's a really good
I tell you what, Jess, as a professional comedian, it must be a real change of pace for you to be in a room full of men shouting over each other trying to make gags.
Puns, pun time.
Yeah. Oh, so stuck at the end of the pier.
It is still alive. It is still just about trying to get up. You have one action left, Ramon, if you've got anything else.
No, I'm really good with that. Brimbones, all, right. No, all the cheese that's going on, the cheese chaos is happening. He's staying well away from that. He's quite fine. His fine waistcoat is, yeah, staying clear, yeah.
Of the cheese chaos. The calzone is really battered. It has a sink embedded in its head. It staggers up to its feet. It is uses one action to get back to its feet. It's determined to do some damage. It swings a mighty fist at Havanax. That is a 24 against his lowered armor class.
That is a hit.
Is it a critical hit? Because you've got your minuses.
It's not a critical hit, no. Critical. Even with the minuses, thankfully. But that is a hit.
All right, so he smashes you with his big, cheesy fist, dealing 9 points of regular damage and 1 point of fire damage. 10 points of damage total.
Wow.
He smashes you with a cheesy fist and then wheels around on Kivan. To try and punch Kivan. He's got a penalty to this attack. So he takes it's a 19 to hit. I think that's still going to be a hit on Kivan.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so he then hits you for 8 points of damage.
Oh, damn, man.
Terrifying, cheesy damage as he just smashes at both of you. But that is all of the... I'm saying him. I don't know why I'm gendering the calzone. you think it kind of looks like a Brian? It's hard to say. That's all its actions, though. Smash Wangle, it's your go.
Finish him off.
Finish him.
Three actions, yeah?
You got three actions.
No problem. I'm going to summon an animal to fight for you.
You summon an animal. Awesome. You wave your hands and a portal opens up. I knew you would do this. And so I have a list of the animals you could summon. You could summon a dinosaur.
Did you say a salmon?
A spiritual salmon just flaps onto the floor. And
you said dinosaur.
So you could summon a dinosaur, an eagle, a beetle, a massive centipede, a rat, a dog, a raven, a turtle, or a snake.
I want the dinosaur. Sorry for listening to the whole list.
Yeah. No, it was always going to be the dinosaur, wasn't it? You summon a portal. A portal opens and a tiny little raptor-like creature comes running out of it, hisses at you, looks at you for commands, and then looks at the calzone. What would you like to tell the dinosaur to do?
I'd tell the dinosaur to get it. It's got a sink in its head, so go where it's vulnerable. Use your claws, use your teeth, and use your acid spits.
It's got a sink on its head, so go after the bit that's vulnerable. Around the sinkhole. It goes for the sinkhole. Roll a d20 for me. I'll add the dinosaur's bonus on. Tell me what you get.
20.
A natural 20, that is a critical hit. Critical hit from the dinosaur. The dinosaur lunges into the creature. It does triple damage. So could you please roll 1d6 and then triple it for me? Maths is fun.
I got a 1, so it's 3.
But the creature only had 2 hit points left. The dinosaur lunges into the creature's face and the calzone just explodes, splattering cooling cheese all over the pub and falls harmlessly to the ground. You have defeated the calzone monster and you have liberated the Knight's Finger from the terrors that were in it. So the group of you approach the forge, and you not the forge, the oven, and you see the rapidly cooling oven. It's just a dwarf in the corner hammering.
Call all ovens forges from now on.
All fantasy tropes happen at once. You go approach the oven, and in the rapidly cooling embers, you see the piece of jewellery that was traded by the creature. You see that there is a small reflective fragment of glass lying unattended in the bottom of the oven. The little imp goes, "That's mine! That's mine! That is, you said I could have that back!"
Well, go on then, mate. I mean, you're still on a piece of rope, but feel free to take it.
No.
I don't want to lend... That was payment. for staying here and getting lagged.
Yes, I think we shouldn't give it back to
the pub. Technically belongs to Smashwangle, therefore it is Smashwangle's choice, not yours, imp of the nether regions.
I'm going to keep that jewel and make something nicer than spaghetti bolognese, and you can go to hell.
Hey! Kevin throws him into hell by the rope.
You throw the imp and he vanishes back to hell, having retained the 5-star rating, fended off Derek the Air Elemental, and saved the pub. Smashwangle, you pick up the shard and look at your reflection within it and feel a pulse of great power from somewhere within it. And that is where we will leave it for the adventures of Smashwangle and her friends. Yay! Jess, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. I've never played a game that's made me so hungry.
Oh, I know. Starving. And your knowledge of lore, I mean, the eternal battle between cheese and dinosaurs. They are nemesis throughout time.
As is, before we go, where can people find your stuff if they want to go and listen to any of your wonderful things, Jess?
Follow me on the old social media at Jessica Foster Q, and my podcast is at The Hoovering Pod. Thanks.
The Hoovering Pod. Go and check it out. And we will be back next Monday with some more Lockdown Legends, with a very exciting adventure that we're going to go and work on in a bit. Thank you, Jess. Thank you all
Thanks
of you
for
so
having
much.
Me.
I'm going to go eat some pizza now. My goodness. Take care, everyone.
Pizza
See time.
You next week.
Bye,
everyone.
It was secretly Derek. Bye.